guys, it's Lust. Quick update for the month of May. First of all, if you are following me for the first time on Patreon, welcome. I haven't been doing rambles quite regularly because it's been quite a busy couple of months for me ever since the start of my last semester a couple months ago. So just to give you guys a quick rundown of what has been happening lately. So if you don't know, I migrated to France last year. Started my studies the same year, 2020. I know, insane during the coronavirus pandemic, which is still going on right now. Last semester was my last semester for academics, which means I only have two more things to deal with before I graduate sometime soon. Which is, first of all, my thesis, and second of all, my internship. Now, something that I have to address is April, I was really hyping myself up and really excited for things, but if you might notice, I was barely active in Patreon and even regular content creation, but I was really into Twitch and everything. So just to explain what happened, I was really looking forward to having a great April. Unfortunately, I was working on my thesis. The thesis deadline was April 30. I was able to pass that, thankfully, but I did put my focus all there. I do have a thesis partner, but unfortunately for her, she got paired. Well, not that she got paired, but she's my thesis partner, but we're not group mates in some academic subjects, okay? And I was paired with a pretty good group for one project, and with the way we handled a specific project last March, we were pretty good and we didn't need to repeat a lot of things. And unfortunately for her group, we have an asshole professor, first of all, but unfortunately for her group, they didn't do so well. And so they got stuck in April just reworking everything. So that meant that even though she was my thesis partner, I was kind of forgiving because, first of all, she hasn't even done a thesis her entire life. I only found out now that, I only found out now that internships and thesis are not regular things. Like, they're not all schools have this. And I thought the entire time that this was a normal thing. So she wasn't used to writing a thesis. I had my bachelor's thesis, so I knew exactly, at least in general, what are the rules, what are the guidelines, what are the citations, everything. She basically had to start from scratch, and she couldn't really get into it so much because she had to deal with this massive project that dealt with a major subject of ours. So that meant I had to do 80% of the thesis work. And that meant that I had to put off a lot of things, like recording and planning stuff. And it was really unfortunate. I'm pretty pissed off because, I was really looking forward to vacations, but it did not materialize. Literally in March, like by the end of March, my partner and I were planning, road trips, and even if, outdoor traveling experiences, etc., but we couldn't because, well, not only is France pretty fucked when it comes to handling, like, the nth wave of the virus, but also, I didn't have the time to do much. And then on top of that was my internship. Originally, the plan was to relax and not look for an internship as soon as April and May rolls in. My plan was to just casually look for jobs and just search for jobs and accept whatever, and then just panic by the time July, August, and September rolls in, because we needed a couple of months of internship, and those 3 months are like the most critical in terms of looking for an internship. Unfortunately, I found out from my school that in France, at least, there's a thing now where they don't give a shit if you are, basically, if you want your visa to if you want to renew your visa, you need, like, if you want 100% chance that your visa will be renewed, you need an internship. Like, you need an internship contract, you need to already be signed with someone before the start of your renewal period. And I needed to get that as soon as, actually, April. I needed to find an internship as soon as April. And I didn't know that until the school told me that, oh, by the way, many French consuls are not okay with you just not even having a thesis, right? Are not okay with you just having a thesis as an excuse to stay in France. You need, right? You need an internship. You need an internship contract saying that you make this amount of money. Yes, they also tell you you need to be making, or you need to prove that you have a certain amount of money in your bank account in order for your visa to be renewed. So I had no choice but to actually be more aggressive in my search. And I've been spending so much time looking, actually, like, actively looking for an internship and hoping I score something. Luckily for me, as soon as that information was given to me that, oh, yeah, a thesis is not enough for you to actually renew your visa, you need an internship, and then knowing my timeline was very, very short, I found a company who was like, hey, we liked your interview with us, we like your resume, we like your experience, we think you can do well. So let's talk about what you're going to be doing in the company and how much you're going to be making. And literally my problem got solved on the same day. But that also means I'm going to be starting as early as May, because again, it is what's needed to be done. So as when that type of information came, I'll be honest, my brain just went into low maintenance mode, like low power mode, because the last semester was so grueling for me and for everyone else, because we had a professor from hell and we literally campaigned to make sure this professor doesn't teach a specific subject ever again, because he doesn't know how to handle himself when it comes to like a certain subject. But anyways, that's like a long story. And if you're on my Discord, you know how much I hate this dude. And if you follow me on Twitter, like, you know, I've talked about this guy a couple of times. And so, like, the mental torture of having to be studying from home and, you know, not really sure if you're actually learning something, and then dealing with a professor who has some serious issues when it comes to organization and power, and, you know, having a god complex, it really, really tired me out. And then it was also my first winter, so I had no idea that winter can affect your mood that much, and that it's insane. And so this April, instead of me just, you know, actually doing stuff that I wanted to do, like, my brain just went, hey, if it's not urgent, if it's not like not really life or death situation, but if it's not urgent, if it's not a priority, please don't do anything. Like, my brain just would not turn on for the most part of this month. If it wasn't to look for a job, if it wasn't to work on my thesis, if it wasn't to do audios or to create audios, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm sorry if you were disappointed with the level of content that was coming out on Patreon and in OnlyFans, especially after I hyped myself up. But I just... But I'm hoping to make up for that. Not by hyping myself up again. Not by hyping you guys up again. But with a couple of announcements. So, but by being true to what really is happening. And accepting that... that things need to be worked on, especially with an internship. To me, having an internship is super, super important. And it's sort of like the last transitional step I have to take in order to be able to live a comfortable life in France. And yes, I do have a partner here, and yes, he pays for the rent. But at the end of the day, I also want to be self-sufficient. It's not a matter of pride, it's just what makes me feel comfortable and safe. And so, you know, being dedicated to this internship and being able to improve myself to a higher level to make sure, to develop myself, to make sure that I have a job, like a full-time job after this internship, is very, very vital to me. And that involves learning French more aggressively. Je ne parle pas bien français, mais j'essaie. I don't speak French well yet. Well, that's not actually the actual translation. I don't speak French very well, but I'm trying, but I'm practicing. And I want to be more dedicated to that. As well, there's still the thesis, the second part of the thesis that I have to work on. And then there's, of course, you know, adjusting to this new environment. What I'll be doing for this internship is something that I haven't been doing at all in my previous jobs, even as I was a manager, even as I was, like, you know, starting over, starting, etc., etc. This is something that is very new to me in an industry I'm very new to as well. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge, and I want to dedicate myself to this challenge. Now, that being said, it doesn't mean that, you know, I'm going to fully forget about this. In fact, I'm going to have to do, not have to, but I've decided to sort of hold myself accountable onto this end of things by going back to my basics, and which is basically setting up a schedule. If you knew my content since 2017, if you guys are very new to me, I had a previous account in 2017. I changed that up because of issues. But in 2017, 2018, I was super into scheduling, and because I also had a job, so having a schedule made sure I was still on point and I could still maintain things. Even if I had to wake up at like 3 a.m. to record, I would do that. I will not do that now because I have, you know, I live in the safety of a home that doesn't give a fuck if I make porn, and a very, very quiet place, so there's no more need to wake up at 3 a.m. But having a schedule for all of my content made sure that things were still running and I didn't need to really forget about, like, I couldn't, like, I would not forget about these things. In fact, one half, is it one half or one fourth? About, by the time this is posted, about one half of the audios on Patreon have already been scheduled. All of the audios have been scheduled, on my website, like, by schedule, I mean, they just need to be published. By the way, I had some early access audios that did not get posted in April, and I don't know why, and I keep forgetting that I needed to post them, so they're going to be posted this month. And then, and also by the time this audio is posted, I'd like, the Patreon audios, the exclusive audios will either be for voting. The exclusive audios for voting should be posted by then or in a little bit. So by scheduled, I mean, like, these are the early access that needed to be scheduled. But anyways, back to the thing. All of my audios for GWA have been sort of, like, selected already. They've been pre-selected for what I'm going to be publishing, posting, every Sunday. And then I have, like, I've already blocked my calendar every Friday for some streams. By the way, we are streaming, Brett and I are streaming Resident Evil 8 on Friday, 7 p.m. Central European time. Is it Central European time? Central? I don't know, but it's GMT plus 1 or plus 2. We'll just check on the whole thing. It's supposed to be 7 p.m. But anyways, you can also check my Twitch channel to see what the upcoming schedules are. So, plus, by the way, I have a cat. I'm a new cat, and for the most part, she's a quiet little girl, but, you know, she also craves a lot of attention and a lot of action, so that's where I come in. Well, me and Bra, we're taking turns and making sure she is active at home, and she's, you know, getting, she's getting all the cuddles she needs. But yeah, that's the whole thing. Sorry, I had to sidetrack there. Basically, you'll see my schedule. In fact, if you've been paying attention on my Discord, or if you've seen it on Twitter, I already have a schedule. But just to reiterate, Sundays are for new GWA audios that, if you were a patron, you've probably also listened to it already. Sundays, GWA. Mondays, the website, the Les Frontier website. Tuesdays are OnlyFans content. Also, if you are part of OnlyFans, to clarify this one, I know OnlyFans is more like the expectation for OnlyFans is that you post on a more regular basis than it is on Patreon. So on OnlyFans, expect like the big posts, and by the big posts I mean like audios, videos, BBVs, or bigger photo sets. These will come on Tuesdays, but there will still be like random bits and pieces and other days. Wednesdays will be nothing. Thursdays will be Patreon. So it depends if it's an early access or an exclusive, but Thursdays are Patreon. Fridays are streaming, and Saturdays are another Patreon audio. So that should sort of help me get back into stride and make sure that I'm able to handle both, because prior to putting this schedule back, I was really like completely messy. Like, yes, I was able to do so much because I was sort of timing it to my energy levels, but with this internship and with my plans to learn more French, etc., I really need to take reins and sort of start micromanaging my time and energy again, because it's going to help me and everyone else. Now, for the most critical part of this entire thing, if you are into customs, and this is going to hurt me, but I have to let go of customs. I have to let go of regular monthly customs on Patreon. That doesn't necessarily mean I'm never doing customs again. No. I will be opening it up when I see that there's time and energy for it. And I will be limiting my slots completely. Like, if I just want to have some bonus stuff, if I just want to sort of like get a return on investment on like a bunch of lingerie that I bought for OnlyFans, or maybe I bought new equipment, or maybe I want to spoil my cat a little bit more, or maybe I want to spoil myself, or maybe I'm saving up for something new, etc. Or maybe I just need some extra, you know, maybe I just need some a little bit of an extra to safekeep for the future, whatever. That's when I will be opening customs. But for now, it really pains me to say this, but customs have to go. They're not going for May, okay? For May, I'm still gonna go do it. But by June onwards, Patreon customs are out. OnlyFans customs are out. And I will be announcing, I'll be figuring out a different way to start collecting, like doing customs when I have the time. I'll be making my own system, etc. But yeah, for now, it has to go. I have to focus on long term, you know, on things that will affect my long term plans, which is, you know, this internship, and of course picking up more skills. And yeah, it has to, I have to counterbalance things. So one thing that, you know, you might be worried about is if, you know, oh, but if you're not having customs anymore, what about your early access? Because if you are familiar with how I do my Patreon, my customs, a select group of my customs get onto the early access, and then after early access, they make it to GWA. Basically, everything you've listened on GWA is a custom, or almost everything you've listened to on GWA is a custom. They've been paid for. So you might be wondering, well, how's that going to continue? The one advantage that I love about customs is the requests of the guys who I work with are super in line with what I really enjoy doing. But also, you know, like, that's the whole advantage of it. And like, yeah, you get paid for it, blah, blah, blah. The issue is that it takes some time for me to figure out how I'm going to weave them together. Plus, there's like a time, there's a time that's promised, right? Like, customs get 15 minutes minimum on their audios. And sometimes there's pressure for me to like extend some things, etc. And so I have to think of that time factor. So what happens is that I sort of mull on it a little bit too long at times. Now, I'm not saying, again, like, I enjoy these customs, and some of some of my best audios come from these guys. Like, some of my most wonderfully working audios, like, on GWA come from these guys. But the one issue is the fact that, you know, like, I have to think longer to make things sort of fit in together for an improv. I don't write these things, I improvise them. However, what I'm going to be doing now instead is I'm going to be doing script offers. And absolutely 100%, if you are a script writer who is following me, I will be coming to you and asking for your permission. If you want some payment for it, we'll figure something out, so long as it's within my budget. I'll be improvising whatever it is. Like, for example, there's a lot of ideas that I put out on Patreon that I want to do, but somehow they don't get voted. Now, that being said, I should listen to what the guys vote for, what you guys vote for, because that means this is what my listeners from GWA will want. But also at the same time, I'm kind of in the mood to just not to also just do the audios that I didn't get a lot of votes for on Patreon. So it's going to be a mix of early access stuff that's script offers and early access stuff that's improvised by yours truly, depending on, you know, how things go. So yeah, that's about it. I'm sorry I haven't, like, really put out an update properly in the past few months, because, again, like, as soon as I can't tell you how many times I've recorded an audio, a ramble, an update, and then just scratch that, because as soon as I say something, things, like, the situations change. But this time, I don't think it's going to be, like, a huge change at all, but yeah, you know, just so you're aware, this is the case right now. This is what's happening at the moment. What's this? I'm basically going back to my roots, in a sense, of, like, how things work for me, doing the schedules and everything, and working on, and being straight, and yeah, I forgot my entire thought process for that one. There's one last thing that I do have to address, and it's a tiny thing, but someone did ask me what happened to my YouTube stuff. I would love to continue that. In fact, I'm working with a guy who's editing my stuff, my streams. Sorry, there we go. He's editing my Twitch streams and shortening them for VOD highlights. And he loves doing it, and I'm also kind of paying him for it. So some of my videos on YouTube will be up there, but as Twitch VODs, but I will also try to do, like, the occasional ASMR stuff. Safe for work stuff is just very hard for me to, like, wrap my head around. Like, I can't think of something that's compelling to record, even though people are like, yeah, but we just enjoy it when, you know, when you relax us, blah, blah, blah. And, like, I know, but also, it's hard. I need to, like, figure that out. So, but, you know, I'm only promising what I can promise, which is a schedule for the month of May. And yeah, that's about it for me. So I hope you guys are having a good day, wherever you are. Thank you so much for your support. You know, Patreon has been the most, and honestly, GWA has been the most life-changing thing for me. It is literally new chapter after new chapter after new chapter for me since 2017. There are things that I never thought I would be getting or finding myself into had I not joined GWA and had I not started Patreon. And of course, had I not have, you know, your continuous support, and for those who are new, for your current support. Like, to give you a perspective of how different my life is now from my life 2 years ago or a year ago, my intern income, yeah, my internship income is triple my salary back home. So, surprise! Which is why, even though I say it's painful to lose customs, because financially it is painful to lose customs, it still means that, you know, it in the end it sort of gets covered by my internship. So yeah, I don't know what's going to happen next, in terms of customs and, you know, all of that, but I'll figure something out. But for now, for June at the very least, I need to get on with it and start focusing. By the way, this is by no means like my end in GWA. I genuinely enjoyed making content, and I feel like in the end, at the end of the day, I might still stay a little bit longer depending on how things go. But we'll see. Like, for me, I'm just sort of happy that I get to see Patreon as back to being a side gig and back to being a sideline and not it being my full-time only source of income, right? Because that makes me feel much better. Because at the end of the day, being a content creator is not really a stable gig. Then again, everything when it comes to like starting your own business and everything, it's not really it's not really completely stable. I need to be real with myself. I feel like I have a lot more to explore in different areas, industries, jobs. I'd like to explore that as well. Like, most people would like to start their businesses, and that's great. But now that I've seen the two sides, I know that I'm like, yeah, okay, let's see what's on the other side. Like, there's more to know, there's more to experience that if I ever do start my business again. What in the world was that? Anyways, I just heard a kid just do some weird sounds. As I was saying, like, if I ever end up, like, starting my own business again, whether that's making content or something else, you know, I'd be able to apply what I've learned from my job to this. Plus, you know, stability and shit. Anyways, this ramble has gone on long enough. There'll be a TLDR update on my post as well. So thank you so much for listening, guys, and I'll see you guys in the next audio. Much love, lust. Mwah. Mwah.